Wavelengths of light could help heal chronic wounds. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kyle Quinn, assistant professor in the Department of Biomedical Engineering at the University of Arkansas, discusses this non-invasive technique.
Skin wound healing is a complex, multi-step process. In order to repair damaged tissue, different kinds of cells with unique metabolic demands must coordinate with each other. When a group of cells does not respond as expected, healing can fail to progress, resulting in a chronic wound. Diabetic foot ulcers are a costly and deadly form of chronic wounds. However, there are few quantitative measures available to detect and characterize these ulcers. Our lab has identified a non-invasive biomarker of wound healing by exploiting the natural fluorescence of cells. Using the correct wavelengths of light, we can detect and isolate weak fluorescent signals from NADH and FAD, two enzyme cofactors involved in cellular metabolism. We can collect high-resolution 3D maps of an optical redox ratio of NADH and FAD autofluorescence in skin through multiphoton microscopy. Because this technique does not require fluorescent dyes or destructive tissue biopsies, we can monitor wound metabolism non-invasively in live mice over time. We monitored diabetic and control mice over 10 days after wounding using this technique. We identified dynamic changes in the metabolism of the outer layer of skin during the healing process. The optical redox ratio of the epithelium decreased as cells grew and divided, and then increased as the cells began migrating over the wound. Interestingly, diabetic wounds demonstrated a lower redox ratio 10 days after wounding, which is consistent with their delayed wound closure. In the future, we hope to combine both structural and metabolic data to provide a suite of biomarkers to help guide wound treatment.
That was Kyle Quinn of the University of Arkansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.